Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
It's Braves pregame daily for your Thursday morning. It's May the 6th, 2021, with Chris Domino, Kevin McAlpin here, and we're getting you set for the series finale, Braves and Nationals, coming up this afternoon. Matinee baseball from the nation's capital at 4:05 p.m. Eastern. Couple of lefties on the mound here today, Drew Smyly for the Braves, John Lester for the Nationals, and we'll talk about the matchup here in just a couple of moments. But Chris, you and I both felt the same last night going into the outing. Excited to see Max Fried back there on the mound, and while neither of us really had any true expectations for what we'd see from Fried, boy, that was a real sigh of relief seeing what he was able to accomplish last night. One run, four hits, five innings. That to me was 2019 Max Fried last night.
Yeah, I don't want many times where we're actually talking about I'm curious and or hopeful about a guy like Max Fried when Mike Soroka comes back. There'll be that moment for Soroka. I'm curious to see how it looks. I'm hopeful that it's actually a quick, here he is, he's ready to go. We also sort of joked about it being Max Fried 2.0 opening day two, and perfect. If that's what it was, I know he talked post-game, a little bit of mental, a little bit of physical. He was ready to pitch that game last night and really control that game. And the best part about it was he was in control of that baseball game. We had sort of tried to figure out, hey, is there a pitch count? What are you going to look for? What you're really going to look for, it seems now as much as anything else, is how stressful does it get? And I don't mean sweating. I mean, you know, does it look like a guy is laboring? Is it one of those where it's traffic all day long and you go, we are one pitch away from having this game not go our way? It was kind of nice to see that Max Fried was in control. And then, of course, your offense enough last night to build that lead that we had talked about. You know, we had said three, turn it to five. And those were some of the examples that we were using actual numbers-wise. And that's what they did last night.
And you're right. Not a lot of stressful innings early on for Fried. He has a one-out single in the second, yep. Leadoff walk in the third, solo home run in the fourth, which I can live with a solo bomb when I'm up 5-0. And then, you know, the only inning where he really got himself in trouble was when Robles and Mercer, the seventh and eighth place hitters in the fifth inning, both singled to start the frame. But somehow he got the mighty Trey Turner to ground into a double play. So really the only inning where he had even any kind of concern on the bases was his final one. And I think that was going to be it for him no matter what. I don't think they wanted to take him beyond 80 pitches, but he did his job. And I feel a lot better about Max Fried now than I did 24 hours ago. Because, I just had no idea what we were going to get from him because he just didn't look himself his first couple outings of the year.
I think there was another decision last night to let him pitch to Turner that goes back to a couple of nights ago with Anoa. There are certain moments when you say, okay, what are you going to do? Do you pull the trigger a little bit too soon or a little bit too late? And I am flat out on record now for the last couple of years. I think managers sometimes do things so they could say at the end, hey, man, I tried. Mm-hmm. Hey, man, I did something and it just didn't work. I think it's harder to keep a guy in a baseball game than to take him out. I just do. And I like the idea that, you know, what happened with the matchup of Fried and Turner earlier?
He got him to ground out.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And again, in that moment he did. So, you're talking about, again, when you give up a solo home run and you all of a sudden you say, what do I need? I need the biggest pitch maybe, because you don't know when the biggest pitch of the game is going to be. That could have been it. I need a big pitch here. That guy's going to go get it. And then he can go to bed last night knowing that he got a win, knowing that it's a two-game winning streak, knowing that Marcelo Ozuna, who all of a sudden found a big-time offense last night, was one of the reasons why you won, as Max Fried kept you in that baseball game.
And it was great to see them give him that early four-run cushion in that third inning. Back-to-back nights from a grand slam for the Braves, so that's been refreshing to see. And Ozuna, boy, I know he always has a lot of fun, a lot of energy, a lot of passion when he's on the field. But I think that, boy, it's been a rough first month of the season. It seemed like Marcel really enjoyed that grand slam last night. That had to feel good, and hopefully that gets him going moving forward.
Yeah, you're talking about the lowish five, mid-five to Eric Young, and then all of a sudden it was a point, and then it was little bit more pointing. And then between second and third, he did something. I'm not even sure what it was. Then he got around to third. Then he did the selfie. Then he actually got a lo-fi from Ron Washington. I mean, I can give you the play-by-play of this thing. He crossed himself, looked up to the sky. He's got a couple of guys waiting at home plate excited for him. He also, it looked to be one of the easier swings that I've seen him take this year.
Yeah.
You know, this was not a at a moment like that when you're pressing, what are you looking to do? You're looking to drive it 500 feet down the left field line. He actually said, let me flick it this way. And he's strong enough where let me flick it this way turned into four runs. I guess the number that I saw on MLB.com was first time the Braves have gone back-to-back with grand slams in consecutive games, Eddie Perez and Ryan Klesko in 1997. Then when you throw in the Pache grand slam on Saturday, first time in franchise history the Braves had at least three grand slams during a single road trip within a season. So, yeah, four runs the easy way is what a gift. And Max Fried, what do we say the other part about this, Kevin? When you're not sure about a guy, and I'm not sure about a guy like Drew Smyly, give him four, does he give back two?
Right.
Give him four, does he give back three? That didn't happen last night.
It did not. And again, that to me was a vintage Max Fried performance. It was great to see him get his first win of the year. How about William Contreras? Nice to see him get his first career home run. Now, yeah. I did not notice. I could not tell. I don't know if the cameras had an angle on it. I don't know if he got the silent treatment last night. I couldn't tell.
I don't know either. He looks like we had asked about Pache this spring. Does he look overmatched? You know, it's one thing to look a little overmatched in spring. You're pressing. You're trying to make a team. Contreras really at the plate doesn't look overmatched. And I'm not telling you he's not going to have dips and he's not going to have moments where you go, gosh, he's got to get out of his own way. I hope he's not mentally dragging himself down because he's in a 1-for-13. That's going to happen. There's just no doubt about it. It happens to the best hitters in baseball. But he does look pretty relaxed. He looks like a guy who, whether he's educated guessing, has a plan. I've always said catchers, you know, they can overthink the room. But there's an opportunity for them to know what an umpire is calling more than anybody else. And if you can hone in, you know, if you know what the strike zone is and you can hone in a little bit, to me, that just tells me that you have a mental acuity that might actually lead to a little bit more offense.
And how about the praise he got from Marcell Ozuna after the game last night? This was a quote from Ozuna after the game. He said, "For me, he," meaning William, "is going to be better than his brother, Wilson Contreras." And
don't
that's saying
that.
Something. I know. That's saying
that.
Something for a 23-year-old. Remember, his older brother, back-to-back All-Star appearances in 2018 and 2019. That's a little bit much for a kid who's played seven big league games. But yeah. Ozuna saw a lot of Wilson Contreras
excited.
Over the
Look,
years.
He hit a grand slam last night, and the other guy hit a home run. That was, hey, watch this. I'm going to go in because I'm in a really good mood. I think, though, am I crazy to Wilson – did Wilson say that he thinks his brother's better? Or I know he bumped him last year by saying, oh, he's a good player. What do you guys see? Did he go so far as to say he's better than me or he might be better than me? I have a feeling at one point he might have dropped that onto Williams' lap.
I don't remember. Yeah, you know what? As you're saying it, I'm looking it up, and this from MLB.com. This was back on July the 25th of last season, so right at the beginning of last year, the shortened season. Wilson Contreras told Cubs reporters, "I think he can be better than me. He has great talent, great tools. We worked out together during the 3 months off we had before summer camp. He impressed me. Before, I didn't have a chance to spend a lot of time with him training, but from what I see, he has a lot of talent." So again, not bad, not bad praise from Big Brother.
Listen, if he gets close to that this year or next, and he becomes the everyday catcher for, you know, $585,000, and he's basically trotting it out for $115 a year, sold. I'm all in, as they say. Speaking of being all in, make sure you understand what's happening around Braves country and around the country. Hooters, what they've actually done is they have upgraded. Boy, TVs, more of them than ever before, bigger than ever before. Clearer pictures than ever before. They got the goodens in the buildings, as they say. And if they're playing it, Hooters are showing it. They have every package, every single one, MMA, UFC. You know, there's the PGA Championships coming up May 20th. So what that means is Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you're going to be able to watch 4 days straight of golf. And that means if you want to take off, blow a little lunchtime off, carry on a little bit more on Friday with a longer lunch, Hooters is going to give you an opportunity to do that. Plus, of course, baseball. You want to watch the Braves? Yeah, let me ask for that one. It doesn't matter what state you're in, where you're listening to this. If you stop into a Hooters, just say, "I want to watch Braves baseball," they'll put it on. If you want to put a game next to it, great. You want an NBA game plus a baseball game side by side? Hooters is going to give you that opportunity. Cold beer, great wings, great service, Great atmosphere. Hooters is going to give you a chance all across the country to watch Braves baseball and be a part of it this year. Certainly, it feels a little bit better as we get closer to the weekend with day baseball this afternoon and then the Braves coming home. Weekends at Hooters, certainly a good time. What do you think of the matchup today? It's the afternoon, late afternoon getaway day matchup. A couple of lefties going at it.
I would take the over in today's game. I have no idea what I'm going to get out of Drew Smyly on a every 5-day basis, which is not comforting to say after a guy that I gave $11 million to this year.
Kevin, you know what's funny? I was going to use the word I'm curious and hopeful, except this guy's actually pitched for the last month.
Yeah.
So now what I'm doing is fingers crossed. It's not interesting. Sure. You know, there were some guys that are interesting. This start for Drew Smyly is not overly interesting for me. It could be telling, but it doesn't feel interesting at this point. That word takes on a very different meaning with Drew Smyly getting to baseball today.
Yeah, like I said, I think runs could be the run column could really be lit up here today. And look, John Lester, he's thrown the ball well against the Braves throughout the course of his career. But, you know, how deep can he go into a game? This is only his second start. Go ahead.
The Lester matchup, even with only one start under his belt, I'm not saying he's going to play like this, but let's be honest. If I was asking you which guy you wanted pitching for you today, who's it going to be?
I'll take the 37-year-old.
Yeah,
lefty.
And again, that's fine. There are going to be matchups like that. It doesn't mean that's the way the game is going to be played. But I think John Lester is going to horse his way to innings where I'm not really sure Drew Smyly can hump it to five right now.
Yeah, and hey, if you're thinking about watching the game, or I guess you should be listening to the game, Chris and I will have the Ford Leadoff Show today at 2:50 Eastern. If you want to skip out of work a little bit early, maybe go sit on your back deck on your patio. Maybe you're sitting by the lake or down at the beach, wherever you are, and you're listening to Braves baseball. Why don't you grab some Grey Goose essences as well to enjoy for today's game? Premium distilled vodka made with zero carbs and zero sugar. Yeah, Chris, zero carbs and zero sugar.
That doesn't seem possible to me.
Well, it seems very possible if you pick up Grey Goose Essences. All natural ingredients, no artificial flavors, and features just 73 calories per serving. Hey, we got an early game today. I may pick up a couple of these for my evening once I get home after work. Smooth, full-bodied feel of Grey Goose Original at its base shines through and excites the senses with the addition of flavors like watermelon and basil, strawberry and lemongrass, and white peach and rosemary. Grey Goose Essences. Might want to pick up some of those for the game here later. Later on today.
Spring and summer, certainly warmer weather's coming. You want to be relaxed. You want to actually take the carbs, the sugar, the calories, bring it down to certainly workable numbers. And it's Grey Goose. So you're not really giving somebody a can of something, a bottle of something, and saying, what's in that? I don't know. Well, I know what's in this. It's Grey Goose. Grey Goose, as good as it gets. Spring, all summer long into the fall, hopefully celebrating more wins for the Braves. We will do it again tomorrow. Don't forget, as you said, Kevin, we'll start 2:50 this afternoon. Make sure you're listening on Braves Radio Network. Hit subscribe. Play every day. It's going to be Philadelphia coming into town. We had talked about it. Your opportunity now exists. You can sweep Washington, knock a couple of games out of that first-place thing. Philadelphia on board next. You know what you could be, Kevin, by Sunday night?
You could be in first place.
You could be in first place. And we did look at it yesterday. The Miami Marlins are the only team in this division that has not been in first place. I'm not sure they're going to touch first place this year. But the division being so far a little over a month, you have it. I don't want it. You take it. No, I'm not good enough. You have it. Well, the Atlanta Braves, if there is such a thing as controlling your own destiny before you get to May 10th, the Atlanta Braves will have an opportunity to do it coming up in the next 4 days. Washington for one, Philadelphia for three. We will come back and do it again. Everybody in a good mood today. Let's find out today if Drew Smyly can keep us smiling. That $11 million is hanging over his head, and I think so is the clock. It's ticking on Drew Smyly. Can he do something today? Push back a little bit of the resistance that we are hearing and feeling from Braves fans, including Kevin and myself. All right, we'll do it again tomorrow. Be a part of it. Get ready for your Friday right here with the Braves Radio Network.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
So, Robert, I want to thank you for your time. I just don't think you're the right person for this position.
I don't understand. Was it something I said?
Well, we did a background check on you and found some things of concern.
If you're in charge of hiring for your company, you know how helpful a background screening can be. That's why companies that use Horizon background screening make smarter hiring decisions. Don't let the wrong hire put your company at risk. Get the real story on your candidates at horizonscreening.com. Horizonscreening.com.